You're on the air. Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Dove from Borough Park.
Yes, you want to ask Shlomo Carlbach something?
Shlomo, how do you explain your alienation from the original institutions you began, from Lakewood Lubavitch? How do you explain going against basic halachos and Shulchan Aruch?
Okay.
You made an accusation, let Shlomo.
That's your opinion, sir. Shlomo?
Tell you what, have you ever been in a hospital? Chas v'shalom, not personally. Have you ever walked around?
More than once, unfortunately.
Okay, so would you, if you see a doctor walking around on Shabbos making operations, you yell at him, the Machal Shabbos?
Shlomo, there's a Shulchan Aruch that says he has to.
Okay, so do you know that's Pekuch Nefesh and Pekuch Neshama?
Shlomo, who is Mata you, which you call Pekuch Neshama? That's something you were Mata yourself. I'm not getting personal, but you can't. Who is Mata? You're a Baran, Lubavitcher Rebbe?
I'll tell you something. You know that by Pinchas, he asked Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, Kiryanet Igrisi, Yelevi Pavanke.
Do you know what that means, sir?
Yes.
Let me tell you something. If there's such a thing, Kanoim Pagenboy, Chas v'Shalom, to kill somebody, there's also Kanoim Pagenboy to bring somebody back to life. So I'm not asking
Shlomo,
anyone.
Show me where the Shechachiv and the Shechan Aruch to be over Isuri de Raisa to bring someone
back. Sir, I'm going to ask you to please keep your Hebrew to a minimum. We have a lot of people.
Show me where it says in Shechan Aruch that Yalada shake hands, kiss, etc., in order to bring someone back. This says, Ein Omer
okay, I'll tell you, my dearest friend, you know, I don't mind going to hell for it. Bokshem, most of the kids, most of the people I have kissed and shake hands with are keeping Shabbos now, so I'll sit
I don't think that's your responsibility, Rabbi
Kahl. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You feel that it's better that Shlomo didn't use the methods that he did and these people would remain Mechal Shabbos?
Rabbi Spivak, I don't think, you see, I definitely...
Answer my question.
Yes.
We gave you time on Night Rap.
Yes.
We gave you the privilege of speaking to the New York audience.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to ask my question again, and I'm going to either expect an answer from you or I'm going to shut you off. The question was, do you feel that Shlomo Carlbach should not have used the methods he did and these kids should have remained Mechal Shabbos?
Definitely. It's not. I don't think we have to preserve those.
What is your answer?
Yes. He should have not have used those methods.
And they should have remained Mechal Shabbos.
I didn't say that.
What would have happened. If you knew for sure that's what would have happened...
I don't think we have to conquer the world. We have to do our utmost, so we don't have to break the laws in the Shulchan Aruch.
Okay, all right. You paskin that Shlomo should not have done this, and the kid should have remained Mechal Shabbos. I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm just saying that that's what you paskin.
Let me ask him one question. Hello?
Yeah, sure.
Imagine, God forbid, I bless you, your children should be MSC Eden. Imagine, Chas v'Shalom, somebody, all those Rosh Hashivas who say so easy, don't do anything, just do a Kodesh Chanoch. If their own daughter, their own son, will be a dope addict somewhere in San Francisco, and I have a way of getting them back, they would find a hatter for me to do anything in the world to get them back to Yiddishkeit, right?
Rebecca,
it's only because of somebody else's child. So I adopted every Jew, every man or woman who is a Yid, as my brothers and my sisters, and for them I go through the fire and through the water.
Thank you for your call, sir.